there are still a lot of people who are keeping their problems to themselves. We could say that mental health and mental illnesses are taboo topics in a lot of communities in the Philippines. They feel that whenever they are facing concerns or issues or they have problems with their mental health, they'd rather bottle it up and not share it to other people. And also because they don't know where to access those kinds of services where they can share their problems. So in the individual level, there's a lot of factors that affects people who are having mental problems and not able to share. And in the level of society, there's a lot of stigma and some unhealthy culture and traditions that are not also helping with individuals' mental health. I'm Roy O. Dahil-Dahil. I'm a BS Public Health in the Philippines. I'm one of the co-founders of #MentalHealthPH. #MentalHealthPH is an advocacy group in the Philippines that promotes and protects mental health through digital technology and social media. We do online activities and on-ground activities and partner with different organizations in order to normalize the conversations about mental health, to educate people about mental health and taking care of themselves, and also to encourage increase in the services, mental health services in the Philippines. Lawrence is one of our co-founders, and she suffered with bipolar disorder. Her story was very important and very moving for me. She met a doctor who told her, no, it's okay, you'll be fine, you are beautiful, here, take an antihistamine. So that kind of stigma still exists, even in the medical profession. When Lawrence was able to find a psychiatrist, she shared that her first consult costs 2,500 pesos. So that's like 50 US dollars in the Philippines. And that's very expensive, especially for low and middle income communities here in the Philippines. Fortunately, 2016, when the conversation started to peak and then people are talking about it and then people are starting to recognize, I think the rest is history. We grew from 5 to like 5,000 group members to 100,000 followers on Facebook and Instagram and a lot of partners already since 2016. And it started with that powerful story of Lawrence and how it was very different and difficult for someone to be living in the Philippines having that kind of problem. And I don't want that kind of experience to really happen, because that's just one Lawrence in the group of like 200 participants. But if you like increase the number all over the Philippines, I'm sure there are a lot of Lawrence sharing that kind of story. And we really need to address that.